go next to Guadalupe Radio Anonymous. You're on the program with senior apologist Jimmy Akin. Welcome, Anonymous.
Hi there. How are you?
Good. Appreciate the call. What can Jimmy do for you?
Sure. My question is about the Great Schism, basically the Catholics versus Orthodox. Mm-hmm. I want to see, like, briefly, if you can tell me, like, the similarities and differences, and if each can take confession and communion in each other's church. Like, for example, if Catholics can take at Orthodox Church and Orthodox can take at Catholic Church.
Okay. The two communions are agreed on the vast majority of points. So, for example, they both have seven sacraments. The sacraments of both communions are valid, and so as a result, in principle, there are situations in which, as far as the Catholic Church is concerned, Orthodox Christians may receive confession, communion, and the anointing of the sick in a Catholic church, and vice versa. There are situations where the Catholic Church recognizes it's okay for a Catholic to receive those sacraments in an Orthodox church. There are some details about when that is possible, but as far as the Catholic Church is concerned, it is possible. How Orthodox churches view the matter is going to depend on which Orthodox church you're talking about, but in principle, that's how the Catholic Church looks at things. In terms of differences between the two communions, although they both recognize that the Bishop of Rome is the successor of Peter in a special way, they have some different views about how the Bishop of Rome is supposed to carry out that office and what exactly the implications of it are. Also, they don't always articulate specific doctrines in exactly the same way. For example, they don't use the concept of purgatory, but they do have an equivalent concept that they articulate in different language, so it amounts to basically the same thing. There are some differences of theological style and emphasis, but in terms of the substance, we're agreed on the overwhelming majority of things, the most notable exception being the role of the Pope.
All right, thank you for that call from Guadalupe Radio listening area to Catholic Answers Live.